Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook and we're back unseen in my kitchen. And today I'm going to cook something really quick and really tasty and really versatile. I'm going to cook a risotto. Hello, I'm the Unseen Cook. Now, risotto is one of those things that's really, really versatile. You can do all sorts of things with it. You can put pretty much any ingredient in it and it pretty much spices up your rice. I tend to find rice, just plain rice, quite bland. And I'd never really had that much of a feeling for it until the first time I made a risotto. And at that point, my view changed. And now I always have risotto rice in the cupboards. And I throw all sorts into it. And you can make baked risottos. You can put pretty much anything in them. You can have a vegetarian risotto or a seafood risotto. I remember once making a seafood risotto with lobster and prawns. So the possibilities are endless, really. Tonight, I'm going to make a king prawn risotto. Now, in the current climate that we're in, where lots of people are having to stay at home or choosing to stay at home, risotto is a great dish because you may have meat and fish and things in the fridge, but not sure what to do with it. And you can always keep rice in the cupboard. It keeps for ages. So you can buy in some risotto rice and make some risottos. You can't freeze them, which is the downside to that, but you can make them as a quick evening meal. So we'll pop through to the kitchen and I'll show you how it's done. Okay, I'm going to make a king prawn risotto and it's really quick, it takes about 15 minutes. So what I've got to start with is I've got an onion, quite a small onion, you don't need it to overload it, you need it as part of what you call your base for your risotto. I'm just going to peel that. Quarter that. I'm going to pop that into the food processor along with some garlic. I'm just going to quickly whiz that up. A finely chopped onion. This is nice and fine. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to take some butter and I'm going to pop that into a saucepan. I'm just going to light that. I'm just going to stir that around the pan because the bottom bit's melted but the top is still solid. So it's all melted, you want it not to be burnt. So what I'm going to do now is throw in my onion and my garlic. Stir that around and I'm going to cook that for a couple of minutes. Now you want this to be soft, you don't want it to be burnt, so you have to be careful because the onion does kind of absorb the butter and then it can burn quickly. Right, now I've got that pretty soft, I'm going to throw in the rice. Now you need specific risotto rice. Move all that around in the pan so it gets nicely covered with all that butter and the onion. Now with some risottos you can add other ingredients first. So you can add things like chicken, you can add things like chorizo. I often make a chorizo risotto as an accompaniment. I also often make a risotto with small prawns as an accompaniment to fish dishes. But I don't put the prawns in until the end. But with this I've just made the rice and the butter and the onion and garlic. Now I'm going to throw in some white wine. Now what's important at this point is that you keep your risotto moving. You want the rice to absorb all those nice liquids. Now, it's possible to make a risotto where you throw in all the liquid at once. And I do that usually when I'm making a risotto as an accompaniment. Okay, what you want here is for the alcohol to boil off the wine. And one of the ways you can check is A, it evaporates, and B, you can actually smell it. If you get close enough to the pan, you can actually smell the alcohol coming off. Right, that's almost absorbed, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to throw in a ladleful of chicken stock. And again, you've got lots of liquid and you can stir that around. And I'm going to repeat this process a ladleful at a time. Now, what you want is for this rice to be cooked till it is what they call al dente. So it doesn't disintegrate when you eat it. It kind of still has a bit of a bite, but it's not raw. It takes about 15 minutes, and depending on the amount of stock you use, it will depend on the time it takes. And you can make up sort of about a litre of stock. I rarely ever use that much, especially if I'm using wine as well. But it helps to have more, because you do need to keep the rice moving. So you don't want to be going away to put things in and make up more stock and that kind of thing. Right, now in this instance I'm using stock made from stock cubes, not freshly made stock. And the reason why that is because it's quick. I can put it into a jug and I'm not going to end up wasting any of it. When I make stock out of ingredients, I like to use what I've made. Just pop another ladle in. So from that perspective, it's very useful. Now, risottos can't be frozen, but they are quick, and I have always got risotto rice in the cupboards, so I can always make a risotto out of whatever's there, and you can make them with practically anything. What I also have in the cupboards is other rice. I have Spanish pillar rice, and later this week, I will show you how to make pilau with chicken and chorizo, which is incredibly tasty. And again, you can't freeze it, but it's easy to make. It takes 20 minutes maybe, and very filling, very nutritious, and again, made from ingredients in the cupboards. Right, so we've got quite far through the cooking process, and I've just added another ladle full of liquid. Now, bear in mind, I said that this was a king prawn risotto, and I haven't yet mentioned the king prawns. So now I've got some raw king prawns here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pop those in now, and I'm going to stir those into the risotto so that they cook through. Now, they don't take all that long. They maybe take a few minutes, but they need to be cooked through because I'm using raw prawns. Now, you'll notice your fluid has been absorbed much more quickly because you've got additional ingredients in there. Right, well, now while I'm waiting for these prawns to cook, I'm aware that at the moment we're living in some fairly challenging times, and that a lot of people are concerned about how we're going to survive, are rushing out to the supermarkets and are concerned they're going to run out of foods. Now, over the next couple of weeks, I'm hoping to put up some podcasts and some blog posts daily, if possible, one or the other, talking about how we can make this situation more manageable for us. So the things that we can make that hopefully won't break the bank, but won't, if you're not thus inclined, lead to you having to use foods with preservatives. I've just added another ladle full of fluid, because I cannot abide the idea of buying tinned ready meals, noodles in a pot that you have to put boiling water over. I've never eaten them before and I'm not going to start now. But there are ways. I've bought some tinned soups and things like tinned tuna. But there are an awful lot of things that you can make that you can freeze. Things like soups, and I'm going to make at least a couple of soups, pasta sauces. And if you make enough of them, you can freeze a decent amount of them. And there may be things that you can make from scratch, like cakes, like biscuits, all that kind of thing. So there is a huge amount of potential there. Right, so what I'm also going to do now is I'm going to put in some frozen peas. I'm going to stir those in as well. And I'm going to add some black pepper. You don't need to add salt to risotto because there's a lot of salt in it already. And at this stage, you may choose to add parmesan. And not on this occasion, but you can. And you can also serve it with parmesan. Now, if you wish, you can follow me on social media. I have a Facebook page called The Unseen Cook. If you search for that and follow me there. And I also have a Twitter account, which is called @cookunseen. Please do feel free to follow me there as well. And I will post more and more stuff there as days and weeks go on. Right, there's still quite a bit of liquid in here. That's okay, you need it to boil off though. But that won't take long now. It's being absorbed nicely. And it also means that the prawns and the peas are cooked nicely. And it's actually almost creamy, this risotto. Now the way to tell is when you stir it, it's bubbling away and the bubbles get less, but when you stir it, it sticks more. Like that. Right, so that's more or less done now. And I'm going to get some pasta bowls, and I'm going to serve it in pasta bowls. Just be very aware that rice holds the heat, so when you serve it, it will be very hot. And while I serve that, we'll just have a quick recap. To make a king prawn and pea risotto, melt some butter in a saucepan, then add one finely chopped onion and a clove of garlic. Cook for approximately 3 to 4 minutes until soft, then add 100 grams of rice per person. Add some white wine and stir until absorbed, then add chicken stock, one ladleful at a time. Stir after each addition until the fluid is absorbed. Cook for approximately 10 minutes, then add the raw king prawns and cook through until pink. Add some frozen peas and cook for approximately 2 more minutes. Make sure the fluid has all been absorbed and that the rice is cooked al dente. Season with salt and freshly ground black pepper and a little parmesan if desired. Serve with parmesan. So that's king prawn and pea risotto unseen.